Gamps Chase Johnny will be golfing at the state golf tournament today after an excellent performance last week after shooting 2 under par with a 69 at the Crestwood Hills golf course. While Johnny had an advantage point to be able to qualify for state, he continuously was shooting right at par or under par this season at just about every course he tackled. Head coach Joe Wollum is excited to see Johnny take the course in Ames for the second time in his career.
Yeah, you know, absolutely he has an advantage playing here. You know, he works out here. He's spent so much time on this course. He knows every little nook and cranny and break and everything. So absolutely he had an advantage. But, you know, now we head to Ames Golf and Country Clubs. He's been there last year. You know, he's familiar with it too. So, you know, expectations are high for him.
Johnny's teammates are already looking forward to next season to see what they can do to go with Chase to the state tournament. Even with the poor weather conditions coming up in Ames over these next few days, Johnny is already prepared for the conditions. That score 69 last week was in poor weather with impactful winds and rain showers, and he will now battle the same conditions just as he did last week.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, they've already been talking about we got to get better next year. We can't have Chase, you know, carry us with a 70 all the time. We need to have some lower scores. And I think they're going to take some pride in that and, you know, excited for next season for that. But as far as Chase goes, the thing that impressed me the most, you know, in the poor weather was just how mature he was about it. You know, he knew when he could take a risk, and he knew when he needed to play the safe shot. And that's just something he's really, really matured at, the course management side of it. And, you know, very proud of him and excited to see him go to Ames next week.
While playing on the course in Ames for the second time, he will have to adjust his game once again with farther fairways and quicker greens. The practice round will be crucial to how Johnny will perform throughout the state tournament.
Well, course is going to be a little bit longer than what we're used to here, and then it's also, you know, the greens are going to be faster too, so that's some stuff we got to work on in our practice round and, you know, take some good notes and, you know, really, really do a good job there of planning out our shots and our plan of attack for the 2 days there, Monday, Tuesday.
The adjustments from last year to this year are to play things a bit safer. Coach Wollum likes the aggressiveness that Johnny took last year, but it ended up with him getting into some tree trouble. With Johnny becoming more responsible with his course management, it should not be a problem this time around.
Well, you know, he had a couple times where we got in some tree trouble there. So we got to do a better job of making sure he's playing the right angles off the tee, get an open second shot into a green. You know, maybe not be as risky on a couple holes and play a little bit safer as well.
Today will mark the start of the Class 1A State Golf Tournament in Ames, with Johnny teeing off through Tuesday, weather permitting. I'm Zach Collins, reporting.